From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government and major companies announced an investment plan worth 312 trillion won, or some 200 billion U.S. dollars, to develop the Gyeongsang region into a high-tech industrial hub. The Seoul Bankruptcy Court decides to end rehabilitation proceedings for Home Plus after the retail chain fails to secure the required funding. And Baejae High School's baseball team withdrew condemnation for inappropriate cheers, plans to visit Gwangju Jail High School to apologize. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Cha. The government and major companies have unveiled a 312 trillion won, or about 200 billion U.S. dollar investment plan to develop the Gyeongsang region into a high-tech industrial hub. In a public briefing Friday on visions for the development of high-tech industries in the region, major companies including SK, Samsung, Hanwha, and Hyundai Motor Group presented investment plans for the southeastern region as part of the initiative. The project aims to develop the region into a base for next-generation semiconductors and for the advanced materials, parts, and equipment industries. President Lee Jae-myung, who presided over the briefing in the southeastern city of Jinju, said the region will be revitalized as a birthplace for cutting-edge, high-tech industries and move closer to becoming a world-leading manufacturing hub. He also outlined plans to develop the local aerospace industry, including plans for satellite communication networks and a southern coastal aerospace belt. President Lee Jae-myung will participate in a NATO summit in Turkey next week, followed by a state visit to Mongolia. National Security Advisor Wi Sung-nak briefed reporters on the president's overseas itinerary at the presidential office of Cheongwadae on Friday, saying Lee will first attend the summit in Ankara on July 7th to 8th at the invitation of NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte. We explained that Lee's participation in the NATO summit is part of South Korea's efforts to enhance defense industry cooperation with its NATO allies, which collectively account for approximately 55% of global defense spending and represent the world's largest defense market. During his visit, Lee is scheduled to meet with Rutte and take part in a joint meeting with NATO's Indo-Pacific partners, including Japan, Australia, and New Zealand, and also take part in a defense industry forum. The president will later travel to the Mongolian capital of Ulaanbaatar for a state visit from July 9th to the 11th, where he will hold a summit with Mongolian President Ohuna Hureoshu. The Seoul Bankruptcy Court has decided to put an end to the rehabilitation proceedings for Home Plus after the retail chain failed to secure the required funding of 200 billion won, or around 130 million U.S. dollars. The court reached the decision Friday, saying sales have dropped as the company maintained its operations without reaching merger or acquisition deals for most of its businesses, with sharp increases in public interest claims over wages, payment of goods, and taxes. Home Plus has only managed to sell its Home Plus Express supermarket division to Harim Group affiliate NS Shopping. The court concluded that the company probably would not be able to execute the revised rehabilitation plan it submitted Tuesday, as it had yet to secure the necessary funding. Baejae High School's baseball team, which has been embroiled in controversy over inappropriate cheers, will pay a visit to Gwangju Jail High School to apologize for chanting slogans that seemingly mocked the May 18th democratization movement. This comes after a game between the two sides in which the Seoul-based students chanted, "Let's go to Starbucks," in what has been construed as a belittling reference to a painful time in Gwangju's history. Gui Jin has the details.
Baejae High School's baseball team, as well as parents and faculty, will visit Gwangju Jail High School next week to apologize for chants that sparked controversy earlier this week, leading to debates online and even at the National Assembly. The Seoul Metropolitan Office of Education held a briefing to disclose that an 80-member delegation comprising Baejae's baseball team and many of the players' parents and teachers will first meet with members of the Gwangju-based high school's baseball team and coaching staff at 3 p.m. Monday to apologize for the baseball players' chants, which seemed to mock the 1980 May 18th democratization movement. during a Cheongyonggi National High School Baseball Championship match held in Seoul on Monday. Several Baejae High School team members in the dugout shouted, "Let's go to Starbucks" and "Tank Day." The chants were in reference to a controversial promotion by Starbucks Korea on May 18th, the anniversary of the Gwangju pro-democracy uprising in 1980. Hundreds of people in Gwangju, many of them students, were killed or injured when the military regime under former President Chun Doo-hwan deployed tanks and helicopters to suppress pro-democracy protesters. Following Monday's baseball game, Gwangju Jaeil High School immediately filed a formal protest. The Korea Baseball Softball Association Ethics Committee subsequently banned the team from competition for 6 months, effective immediately. Meanwhile, a group of Baejae alumni apologized on Friday for the young athlete's behavior, pleading with the Baseball Association to show leniency and arguing that the athletes deserve the opportunity to learn from their mistakes. The issue has also sparked heated debate at the National Assembly, with the ruling Democratic Party slamming the Baejae students and faculty, and the opposition People Power Party arguing that the students require instruction rather than punishment. Gu Hee-jin, KBS World Radio News.
The special counsel team investigating former President Yoon Sung-yeol's 2024 martial law attempt has indicted Kim Myung-soo, the former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for his alleged involvement. The special counsel team led by Kwon Chang-young indicted Kim late Thursday without detention, asserting that he played a key role in the martial law declaration on December 3, 2024, while serving as the nation's highest-ranking military officer. Investigators believe that Kim took no action as martial law troops moved into the National Assembly and that he helped establish a martial law command. The council team claims Kim was aware that the martial law declaration and troop deployment were unlawful, yet failed to act appropriately in his role as the nation's top military officer. Officials have gathered evidence that Kim's aides warned him multiple times that the declaration was procedurally flawed and that troops should be withdrawn from the National Assembly. The top office is pushing back against a U.S. congressional report accusing South Korea of discriminating against Kupang with an investigation into a major data breach. National Security Advisor Lee Sung-rak said Friday during a briefing that South Korea does not single out companies or discriminate based on nationality, denying the report's claims. Lee's remarks followed a report released this week by the U.S. House Judiciary Committee, which accused Seoul of discriminatory attacks against Kupang, after which a White House official made similar comments, saying Kupang was being singled out by the Lee Jae-myung administration. The report followed a government investigation into a Kupang data leak that exposed information on more than 33 million customers. We said the claims of discrimination and unfair targeting are not true, and that the report relied heavily on Kupang's account while failing to reflect the South Korean government's position. Monsoon rains are expected to expand northward over the weekend, reaching South Chungcheong Province by Saturday night and the Seoul metropolitan area by Sunday afternoon. According to the Korea Meteorological Administration, South Jeolla Province and Jeju Island are expected to receive 30 to 80 millimeters of rain on Saturday, with up to 150 millimeters in mountainous areas of Jeju. Coastal areas of South Gyeongsang Province are expected to receive 20 to 60 millimeters, while Gwangju, the Jeolla provinces, Busan and Ulsan will see 5 to 40 millimeters. Daejeon, the Chungcheong provinces, Daegu and North Gyeongsang province are expected to receive 5 to 10 millimeters of rain. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chang.